Nathan East is arguably the world's most in-demand bass player. His sound is part of more than 2,000 albums and more hits than you can believe, including this one, Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Over the years, Nathan East has racked up the air miles, too. Since he started his career, he's personified what it means to be an international musician.
I started playing bass when I was 14 years old. I picked it up in a church, and I immediately fell in love with the instrument. It felt like there was something magical. Some magical power was in my hands from the minute I picked it up. Quincy Jones called to work with Michael Jackson on Bad album. Kenny Loggins called to go on tour. Al Jarreau, I remember playing live in London with Al Jarreau. And then I played Live Aid with Kenny Loggins, and then Eric Clapton showed up and said, hey, let's go hang out. And next thing you know, we're ripping and running around the world. We started with six nights at the Royal Albert Hall. Phil Collins is in there somewhere. That's in the 80s. It's been one of those careers where I just wake up every day and pinch myself. This particular instrument I really take around the world with me. And one day I was in my hotel room and I started, it was actually in Japan, and we were doing a show for the relief efforts for the tsunami victims. It was a couple years ago. I don't know why I had it, but I had this little Japanese flag, and I thought it'd be appropriate just to kind of stick it on there, just in between the pickups. And so then I started thinking, you know, well, I got to put the American flag on there because that's where I live. So I stuck that there just to, at the end of the fretboard. And I've spent so much time in the UK that I thought I could represent you guys a little bit too. So I started putting flags from places that I've been, and I've actually been here on the fourth fret. I have the flag from Israel. I was in Turkey. I have some from Africa here. This one up high on the neck is from Korea, Brazil, China, and this one, I think that's Italy. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're ready for some more flags because we're going over to Dubai with Eric. I haven't been there before. That's one of that'll be a first. You know, this is kind of like turning into my international instrument. And now when we do videos and stuff, it's fun because the camera kind of goes up and down the neck and it looks cool.
That's bassist Nathan East with music from his self-titled album. After playing on 2,000 plus albums for other people, I think he's earned it. Thanks to producer Alex Galifant for that segment. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported by the Ford Foundation, by PRI's New Voices Fund, whose donors include Maureen and Michael Rutgers, and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation, by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org, the Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs, the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Gruber Family Foundation, Marguerite Steed Hoffman, and the Robbins Kaplan Miller Cerisi Foundation, and by the Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and strengthening international peace and security at carnegie.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.